GOP Rep. Rogers, "When Republicans are in charge, we'll make it hard for media to ignore Hunter Biden." By Jeff Poore on July 13, 2022. Mainstream media have been reluctant to discuss the myriad of scandalous behaviors tied to President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Allegations of improper behavior by the president's son have plagued the elder Biden from the beginning of the 2020 presidential campaign. However, Representative Mike Rogers, RL, said the younger Biden would not have the luxury of the media's dismissiveness about his behavior when they are in charge, as they are expected to be, after the 2022 midterm elections. Rogers, the ranking Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, said Republicans would make it a point to force the media to pay attention to Hunter Biden and what was happening at the border. "They really won't have a choice when we're in charge," he said. "It's going to be the thing that we focus on, and it'll be the news. They've actually got to pay attention to it. But you know, one of the things I've just had to adjust to, and I've been up here 20 years now, when I was in the state legislature and I was minority leader, and the fact is even in the minority, we could get our views recognized in the state media. The local press and state press were pretty bipartisan. They just reported the news. In D.C., it's Alabama versus Auburn," Rogers continued. "The fact is, the median up here is all on the Democrats' side. They don't report anything but what the Democrats want reported. It's just the way it is, and we have to recognize that. But when we're in the majority and what we're focusing on are issues like we just talked about, whether it is the border or Hunter Biden or whatever, they've got to cover it. It will get some exposure, and that is going to be good for our country and for people to see how bad things are happening, why they're happening, so hopefully, we can reverse them. But I'm very optimistic." The veteran Alabama Republican lawmaker said 235 total Republican House members was his hope for November's midterm elections. "You know, the thing I worry about, for your listeners to be thinking about election night, is 235. That's the number I want them to think about. 218 is the majority. We've got 212 right now. We have to get, in my view, get 230 to 235 so that we can govern, because there's a handful of knuckleheads on our side. Just like there is on the Democrat side that you just can't work with. They're just problem children. But if we can get 230 to 235 members, then those problem children can't block us from doing good things. And I feel very confident we're going to surpass the 230 to 235 number and get to 240 to 245, and we'll be able to do some good stuff." He said in the U.S. Senate that 60 was out of reach for the GOP in the midterms, but thought 52 to 53 was a reasonable expectation. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.